This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Cheval Golang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, the National Insurance Board, RF Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, and the World Athletics World Relays.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Cheval Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. I trust you had a wonderful weekend and now ready for your full week. If you want to give us a call on the show today, you can do so on any of the following numbers. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can text us, well, you can call us from the Family Islands first on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. Before I get into talking about some of the things we'll talk about today, I wanted to share something. So over the weekend, beginning on Friday morning, I had a group of young people in my Hamas Youth Leadership Development Program. 38 of them, to be exact, from Grand Bahama and Providence, from both public and private high schools, 11th and 12th grade students. And we have them in the program to help develop their leadership skills. And so they have a number of seminars that they do over the course of some 10 months, and then they have these corporate tours we do in Grand Bahama, in New Providence, and then in Atlanta, Georgia. So the Grand Bahama kids will fly to New Providence for the New Providence tour. The New Providence students will fly to Grand Bahama for the Grand Bahama tour. And so, yes, on Friday and Saturday, they did their New Providence tour. And it was a wonderful experience. I've done this now for 12 years, and so I'm accustomed to the visits, but on every one of the visits, I just love the learning experience that they get, that I get, that we get. And I am so grateful to the many, to the companies that are participating in helping us do this. We had first a visit to Kalina Insurance Company, and they set up a wonderful experience of those young people hearing from their team in HR at CFAL. That's Kalina Financial Advisors their tech and IT people, their sales people, all did a wonderful job talking to these young people, sharing with these young people, helping them understand, appreciate all the opportunities there. Then we went and had a courtesy call on the Governor General of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Her Excellency, Dame Cynthia Mother Pratt, a wonderful visit. She gave an inspirational talk to these young people from the heart. You know how she is, man. She was even telling them about her basketball days and doing her moves, and really fantastic visit. So grateful to her and Permanent Secretary Jack Thompson for facilitating that. We would normally visit the Prime Minister's office, but unfortunately, we couldn't hear back, didn't hear back, and didn't get that visit. It would have been wonderful for them to hear from the nation's chief executive, but it was regatta, so perhaps that was what intervened, but we never did. We never got a confirmation of anything. So, but anyway, then we went on to visit Bamboo Shack. Now, I have to tell you this, right? The minute one of the students walked into Bamboo Shack's headquarters there on Soldier Road, they said, Mr. Lang, I had no idea that Bamboo Shack was all of this. I said, well, why do you think I brought you here? It's probably the most successful homegrown franchised eatery, or not franchise, but extensive eatery in the country, homegrown. And so they were able to share about their corporate vision, about their history, and all the various opportunities that exist there. Wonderful experience, beautiful experience. Young people too, young people that Ms. Pinder has engaged, and of course her son, Gilchrist, CEO, president of the place, wonderful CEO of the place, wonderful, wonderful speech he gave to those young people. And then we went on to Atlantis. Wonderful. Atlantis had their, I mean, people from all strands of their organization speak to these young. Oh man, it was fantastic. I'm telling you, it was just fantastic. And then we went on from there to the Central Bank. Again, wonderful visit. Mr. DeMeritt gave them a history of the Central Bank, a tour of the Central Bank. It was beautiful, beautiful. And then the Templeton Global Advisors, that visit, awesome experience. These young people got to see young people, in particular out of Grand Bahama, managing substantive investment portfolios and so forth. And then Saturday, we went to the cruise port, and that wonderful visit, wonderful tour. Man, let me tell you something, magnificent, right? We even saw the preacher's kid, Simeon Hall Jr. on during that visit. Went on to visit the heritage, Clifton Heritage Park. Got a wonderful tour from the folks there, and then went on to Sapodilla, which was another fantastic visit for these young people. So it was really a great time, and I'm grateful. Taking time to tell you how grateful I am to all the folks, all the businesses that opened their doors, the Governor General's office that made it happen. Really grateful for that. And some of the comments from the parents and the young people just makes it all worth the while, right? That was my weekend. Flew back home on Saturday and watched the games. All your Lakers, all your Laker haters thought the Lakers is going to get sweep again. Don't feel bad. They probably can get beat tonight, but hey, no, they didn't get sweep. They probably are going to get beat tonight. And I'm a Laker fan. I'm a Jamal Wilkes Laker fan. Let me tell you, that's how far back I go. I never changed teams. I ain't not one of them who switched to Jordan in the Chicago in the Jordan years. I didn't switch to LeBron, to Cleveland in LeBron years. I am a Jamal Wilkes Laker fan. And we get sweep last year. We probably can go, we can get the gentleman sweep this year. But it's all good. It's all good. Right? So that was that was pretty much the weekend for me. I had a lot of folks who have been commenting and even inquiring about the proposed electricity bill. And more than anything else, I think people have been commenting on what appears to be in the bill a decision by the government to have a period of time in which ERCA would have no real say or no say at all in the electricity rates proposed by the electricity, public electricity supplier. Well, the only one I know is PPLA. Is there another public electricity supplier? I mean, there might be, I'm just saying, I don't know. In that bill, it states that ERCA shall, for a period of 3 years from the date of the commencement of this act, adopt and apply the tariff rate for any public electricity supplier or authorized public electricity supplier. Now, so let me read it again. That ERCA shall, for a period of 3 years from the date of the commencement of this act, adopt and apply the tariff rate for any public electricity supplier or authorized public electricity supplier. Which has been taken to mean that ERCA can, well, that a public electricity supplier can set its rate and ERCA for 3 years essentially will just take it. It will have no say in it, no review of it, that it will just take it. And that bothers some people, right? That bothers some people. I always think that if you want to find out what the intent of the government is in proceeding with a bill, it is always useful to go to the objects and reasons of the bill. Okay, that's why it's there. It's to tell you what is the intent and what is the reason for this bill. So I'm going to read for you in full what the government says is the reason for the bill. Says the Electricity Bill 2024 seeks to A, repeal and replace the current Electricity Act. So there's no amendment to the act. There is a repealing, meaning you are going to disavow that bill, that law altogether. You're going to end it, terminate it, and then you are going to replace it. Okay? And that would be the 2015 Act, Electricity Act. That's going to be repealed and replaced by this 2024 bill if it becomes law. Secondly, repeal the Electricity Rate Reduction Bond Act. What is the name of that act? The Electricity Rate Reduction Bond Act 2019. That's going to be repealed not replaced. Notice it, the first one said that the bill will be repealed and replaced. This second one merely will be repealed, no replacement. This text says, the object and reason says, while the bill retains the objectives of the Electricity Act 2015, it seeks to modernize and consolidate the law relating to supply of electricity by providing for certain key changes. What are those key changes? Remember, this is to modernize and consolidate. That's what the bill seeks to do. So if you want to know if the bill fails, ask yourself, does this bill modernize and does it consolidate by doing these changes? A, the bill seeks to regulate all aspects of renewable energy by ERCA, right? So is that a modernizing? Well, renewable energy as a emerging source of electricity and power in the country is more modern. And so ERCA coming to regulate that, okay. B, by virtue of Clause 15, the bill seeks to require a public electricity supplier, that would mean DPL and any others so designated, to establish and continue energy efficiency programs that offer incentives for energy efficiency. And additionally, the bill further requires ERCA to promote the establishment and continuation of energy efficiency programs by all licensees and consumers. We'll read that one to see how much teeth that has. So, I mean, this is an encouragement or a requirement. So you are required to establish and continue energy efficiency programs, right? So that offer incentives for energy efficiency additionally. So it's a requirement, okay? So as a modern something, that could be useful if it helps me and you and everybody else to be more efficient in their use of electricity. That's a good thing, I believe. Why did the bill disappear on me? Okay. Says, by virtue of Clause 17, the bill provides for dispute resolution by ERCA and for ERCA to act as arbitrator in disputes between a licensee and a third party in relation to any agreement related to the supply of or an aspect of a regulated service. I wonder if this means that they'll be able to arbitrate if a customer of a electricity corporation has a dispute with a licensee, that they could go to ERCA and ERCA could arbitrate that. Because don't you enter into an agreement with these suppliers like BPL when you set up your accounts? Isn't that an agreement? I wonder. I'm not sure. I'm just asking. D, by virtue of Clause 18, the bill seeks to provide for the ability of ERCA to issue regulations governing the use of artificial intelligence in the electricity sector and for the principles to be followed in respects to such use. Wow, that's modern. That is, because you know artificial intelligence is coming in. Oh boy. Then by virtue of Clause 30, the bill seeks to reintroduce system operators who may enter into a management agreement with a licensee to manage an activity of the GTDS functions, okay? Not sure what that is, but. And then F, by virtue of Clause 38, and this is the troublesome clause right here. This is what the bill seeks to do. By virtue of 38, the bill seeks to, one, mandate that ERCA takes into consideration when determining the tariff rate in relation to rates and scales of charges for electricity, any restorative costs associated with any natural disaster relief. You hear that? If you're a business like BPL or the power company, and you love this clause, that portion of the clause, because what it says is If I spend $100 million restoring electricity after a storm, then I should be permitted to incorporate the recovery of that cost in my tariff rate, meaning you and I pay it. I'm not saying whether that's fair or not at the moment. I'm just saying what it is. That's what it says. And then Clause 38 also introduces, this is the troublesome period. In transition period of 3 years whereby IRCA shall accept tariff rates as notified. See what I read in that article didn't say this. It says, didn't draw this out. It says, introduces a transition period of 3 years whereby IRCA shall accept tariff rates as notified by public electricity suppliers and authorize public electricity suppliers while they prepare and submit a comprehensive tariff review. Who is the they? Is it while IRCA prepares and submits a comprehensive tariff review? Or is it the electricity provider? Presumably, I'm thinking this is IRCA. This is saying while IRCA does it, right? That's the clause. It says, by virtue of clause 76, the bill repeals the electricity rate reduction bond, thus removing the obligations to finance via a rate reduction bond. So you can find another means to finance it. And the bill removes all of the transitional provisions included in the 2015 Act and provides for all the consequential amendments as a result of the changes specified above and removal of the transitional provisions. You're listening to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion about this new electricity bill. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand.
Rise and shine to the newest addition to Burger King Nassau's Breakfast Bowl collection, the Whopper Breakfast Bowl. This bowl is loaded with 100% flame-grilled beef, eggs, hash browns, pico de gallo, and a delicious three-cheese blend. It's the perfect breakfast for those who want a satisfying meal on the go. Get the new Whopper Breakfast Bowl or any other tasty BK Bowl options for a hearty breakfast made easy. Only at Burger King Nassau.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Attention all New Providence customers. Are you ready to spring into savings and make this Mother's Day unforgettable? From April 26th to May 9th, pay your water and sewage bill in full and get a chance to win big. That's right, simply pay your bill and you'll be automatically entered to win a stunning 55-inch smart TV. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to treat yourself or that special mom in your life. Visit any of our water and sewage offices to learn more. Spring savings and make this Mother's Day one to remember. Water and sewage committed to growth, committed to quality. Hurry, offer ends soon. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
So what you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this wonderful Monday afternoon. You can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720 or you can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So I have a number of people who have indicated to me that they in clause 38 refers to the suppliers. Is that my understanding that you're saying to me that the electricity suppliers will provide a comprehensive review? And some people have indicated to me that this was what was indicated by the Attorney General. I just want to make sure that, okay, so that's what your understanding is, that the day is the electricity suppliers. Well, that may in fact be what is intended, but unless I am misreading, it is not clear, right? It says it's not clear that without prejudice to subsection 1-7, IRCA shall, for a period of 3 years from the date of the commencement of this act, adopt and apply the tariff rate for any public electricity supplier. The tariff rate? What does that mean? What is the tariff rate? Which rate? What rate? That rate referring to something in some clause prior to now, but apply the tariff rate for any public electricity supplier or authorized public electricity supplier. Right? And listen, now 9 says all public electricity suppliers or authorized public electricity suppliers shall, no less than 6 months prior to the expiration of the period referred to in subsection 8, submit to IRCA a tariff review application. This is the same as the comprehensive review that somebody was asking, saying should happen. Where's the mention of the comprehensive review? like that refers to these people. They should they submit a tariff review application, which shall in and this is each of them, right? In this case, I only know of BPR, which shall include justification for proposed adjusted tariff rate for electricity services of BPL, which upon approval is to take effect from the date of the expiration of the said period. So where's this comprehensive tariff rate referred to? Let me see if I could search here and see. Okay, so by which the only place a comprehensive tariff review is mentioned is in the objects and reason, right? And again, it is not clear, right? It says introduce a transition period of 3 years whereby ERCA shall accept tariff rates as notified by public electricity suppliers and authorize public electricity suppliers authorize public electricity suppliers while they prepare and submit a comprehensive tariff review. It is unclear, right? Now, let me read for you an article in The Guardian that was written by Candia Dames, the Attorney General. Let me tell you what the Attorney General says, right? The Attorney General says that, let me read the full context of it. He says, asked yesterday what the justification is for cutting ERCA out of approving BPL tariff rates for 3 years, Pinder responded, that is the Attorney General, Ryan Pinder responded, this is not the intent of that section, right? He said, that's not the intent to cut ERCA out. He added, a similar section was in the Electricity Act for 5 years. The intent of that section is the current tariffs will transition and be accepted by ERCA and BPL, by ERCA, and BPL will have 3 years to conduct a full tariff review, which we anticipate happening much sooner. So the Attorney General is saying that BPL will conduct a full tariff review, right? And that's the comprehensive tariff review. Well, again, that might be what now is the intent, but I'm just saying, as I read it, it doesn't quite read that way. And why it is not the most artful drafting in terms of making it easier to read, right? It doesn't. Why is BPL doing the tariff review? So BPL will do this tariff review and then submit it to ERCA. That's the way it's going to work? Because if BPL is going to do a tariff review and then submit it to ERCA, how is ERCA not being cut out for 3 years? If after the 3 years, if you do a tariff review and you have to send it to ERCA. Does anybody get what I'm saying? If after the fact ERCA comes into play, but in the transition period, ERCA is not in play, then ERCA has been cut out for that transition period. And if that's what happened in previous time and you're okay with that, what's the problem? It's what happened before. You said to these people, go ahead and do it, have whatever rate you want, but you know, you don't have to get ERCA's permission. Why though? The question that was asked of the Attorney General was, what's the justification for it, right? For cutting ERCA out for those 3 years. And he says, but that's not the intent. But that is the intent. I mean, for the 3 years, that ERCA is not going to have a say in the tariff, unless the reading is, whatever tariff prevails right now, once this act is passed, that's going to continue to prevail for 3 years. And if that's going to prevail for 3 years, and ERCA has nothing to do because there's no adjustment. But does that mean that anybody else cannot, in that period of time, adjust their rates upward and not have to come to ERCA? Is that what the Attorney General is saying? Because, again, I'm saying to you, it isn't clear. Right? It's not clear. And I think it needs clarity. Right? Either in amending the draft bill, there needs to be clarity. You're saying the bill doesn't say what the Attorney General is saying. That's what you're saying, that the Attorney General is saying it isn't cutting IRCA out, but the bill is saying that IRCA is going for at least what's the sense of the clause giving a transition period in which IRCA simply accepts the tariff rate that's given to it by public electricity suppliers? It doesn't change something that IRCA is currently doing. So here's a question. Can a public electricity supplier like BPL change or alter its rate today, upward, I think, it's not downward, upward, and not go to IRCA and say, this is what I want to do, and get an approval? Somebody tell me whether that's true or not. I have some people who are knowledgeable listening, so tell me if that's true or not. It can BPL today adjust its rate upward and not have to go to BPL to IRCA and say, I would like to adjust my rate upward. Please permit me to do so, and IRCA has to review it and then approve it. Well, is that going to prevail in the three years of transition? If the answer is no, then clearly IRCA is being cut out for 3 years. Clearly. There's no way else to read that other than that. You're listening to Z-Live. I'm relying on your host. But before we take a break, can I remind you that the Bahamas Red Cross Society is having a fun run, walk, push, and mini health fair. The theme is Heroes Among Us. The venue is the Red Cross Society headquarters, and the route is going to be north from the headquarters on JFK Drive to the roundabout, west around the roundabout on JFK Drive to Lakeview Memorial Gardens. From Lakeview Memorial Gardens, north on Bahama Boulevard to the main Bahama roundabout, south on Bahama Boulevard to JFK Drive, northeast on JFK Drive to the Red Cross headquarters. This is Saturday, May 11th, 2024, beginning at 6 a.m. The cost for you to support and assist the Red Cross and participate in this fun run walk push, $30, folks. Register online at www.4seasonsracemanagement.com or in person at the Red Cross head. We'll be back after this break.
Neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I
hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Hear what boss man was saying in the back there just now. About what? The luncheon? Why are you always worried about food? No. About how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool.
I can't afford to pay that. And you're always crying, poor mouth. Ain't be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that criminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. Oh. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get out pregnant.
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers to do so are 323-6232-54316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Talking about the 2024 electricity bill. So the Objects and Reason told us that the effort is to modernize the act, right? And consolidate some things. But why though? Now, is this not connected to some effort the government is making to get BPL a rescue package? That's really what it is, right? BPL, we are told by the minister, requires hundreds of millions of dollars to be rescued from its current financial woes. And no one can realistically claim that the minister is not being honest in saying that BPL is in trouble, financial trouble. It is in real financial jeopardy. And therefore, it does have a need for financial injection for whatever number of reasons, purposes, whether it's for infrastructural improvements or to settle some of its debts or whatever it is. It has substantial issues connected to that. The government has indicated it's not privatizing BPL, but it is bringing in some private arrangement for BPL that will alter how BPL is governed, managed and operated. As I indicated to you before, privatization takes many forms. So the exchange of shares is not the only way to privatize a company, right? You remember there was a time when the government had owned hotels, right? But the hotels were ran by private companies, private operators. Y'all remember that? Nobody ever really talked about the government's ownership of those hotels. They just talked about the hotels and how they were doing or not doing, right? In those private hands. Do y'all know that? No. Let me ask y'all a question. Who owns the casino at Atlantis? Who owns that casino? And the one at Bahama, who owns those casinos? Somebody tell me. Who owns the casinos? Are they public casinos or are they private casinos? Somebody please tell me who owns the casinos at Atlantis and Bahama. Are they private or public? I don't see anybody texting me. Nobody's sending me. Well, unless something has changed, do you know that the licenses for casinos are owned by the government? And the government doesn't really, like, you get to operate your casino, but it's the government's license. The same thing is true for taxi plates. No taxi driver owns a plate. The plate is owned by the government of the Bahamas. But does anybody walk around and say, oh, see the government taxi on the road? See the government taxi on the road? Why? You see that as a private operator. That's why I say ownership transfer is not the only way to privatize something. The government gets a fee from the taxi driver, from the casino person, et cetera, et cetera. But those are private operations. Right? So there's more than one way. So I don't need to debate whether the government is privatizing BPL or not. If you want to have that debate, go right ahead, man. Truth of the matter is, the government is having an arrangement that is going to primarily put the operation of BPL in the hands. That is one of the reasons why this transition period of 3 years is being asked for. What else could be the reason? Why would the government owning a public electricity corporation, owning an electricity corporation, establishing a regulator for the industry of that corporation, not want the corporation to be subject to the regulator for 3 years? Because you want a free hand to do some things. Well, who wants a free hand? The government, but the government has a free hand to do it if it wants to today. In fact, this is one of the things I want to talk to you about after we come back from the break. This is it's the power of government, right? Any of the government, not the minister, the Davis administration, the government. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take me through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043, as I said. Okay. This text says, sounds very exciting. one thing about sights they saw in Grand Bahama. They were able to visit quite a number of places, Port Authority and shipyard and the container port, and National Park and the East there and so forth and so forth. So it was Nassau, Grandma was good for them as well. Let me tell you something. So I've been focusing on the thing that has a lot of you anxious today, or have been commenting on. But I'm going to review this bill more fully too, because it is a replacement. You know, it is a replacement of the repealed electricity bill. And electricity is so germane to all that we do in this country that it's useful to know what the government proposes and plans. Now, let me tell you all something. To be sure, I am not someone who believes that there is some nefariousness going on the part of the government. I am not suggesting that at all. I think the government has already indicated that it has plans for BPL that involves private arrangements with private operators. So we already know that. We already know the unions got hold of that, and they've had some issues, and they're calling for that to be ceased. So we already know that. I have little doubt that these changes are a precursor to that arrangement. Let me tell you something. Can I take a little liberty here? Let me tell you something. When BTC was being privatized, I catch a lot of hell during that period of time. I still catch hell for it, right? Me, Ingram, all of us, some people, y'all even lost the election because of it. Okay, no problems. But leading up to the privatization of BTC, which was really an effort to ready that entity for a privatized telecommunications sector, many legislative changes were done. Do you remember that? Revamping the BPO Act and all these things were done. Right? This is what happens when you are making substantial arrangements and changes in the operation of public assets. This is what you do. And as part and parcel of you are talking to the private operators, potential private operators, and they're saying to you, well, you know, can I say this to you again? There is no private operator in the world coming to the Bahamas to rescue you for free. There is no private operator in the world who is coming to the Bahamas to do you a favor. None that's coming to give you charity. They are business people. And I don't maliciously say anything about their motivation. They are for-profit business people, unless there's some non-profit the government could tell us about. And these for-profit people, looking at the cash you're going to have to invest in a company, will be thinking one thing up front. And rightly so. They would be foolish, silly, stupid to think otherwise. How am I going to get my money back and some? That's what they're going to be thinking. What kind of environment would have to prevail in order for me to get my money back and some? Right? That's what they're going to ask. And so they will say to the government, well, you know, if this is what is required and this is what required, then that creates a challenge for us. We don't see how that's going to be really effective for us. And so you then now as government have to take account of. If I want this arrangement, an arrangement might be spectacular for the government, spectacular for BBL, spectacular for the custom, for citizens. You gotta do what you gotta do. Right? And so we see this, we have a text here. Let me read that text. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I support the government in any initiative they bring forward to bring some relief to us of high BPL bills. I realize that where we are now, we didn't get here overnight. And it would take some time doing things out of the ordinary to fix it. I think you sensibly said, but the reality is, though, you are assuming, because you said some relief from high electricity bill, you're assuming that that is what is going to happen. That's the assumption. Okay? There's no guarantee of that, but that's the assumption. Right? And I think I agree with you. Everybody would love to have relief. Right? So speaking of ownership of casinos, the government owns the passports that are in our possession with our names in them. I found this out when a friend's wife tore up his and he went to the police. Absolutely, the government owns your passport, but it says so right on the passport. You could read the passport. It says this is the property of the Bahamas government. That is one of the reasons why when it gets damaged or it gets lost or it gets stolen, you have to report it. There's not an option to report it. You must report it. Because you're reporting that you lost the government's property. Right? So yeah, the government owns it. Someone says, "Hi, Mr. Lang." That's right. Lakers going fishing after the night. Man, you wrong. I mean, you didn't have to agree with me. I mean, just, you know, sound like a Boston hater. Mr. Lang, is it a fair reading of the current information we have that a proposed new operator does not want any regulator to be able to tell them when it is or is not appropriate to raise rates, at least for 3 years? It would appear to me that, I mean, think about it. You're the government. You establish IRCA by law. You own BPL. Why do you need 3 years to transition to tell when BPL wanted to raise this rate, the prime minister says, no, you ain't going to do it. So the government don't need to change the law to be able to tell BPL for 3 years, no, don't raise your rate. Not the government doesn't need a change of law to do that. Government just says to BPL, listen, we ain't raising no rate. Now, if it's the fuel surcharge, they might have to adjust the rate. They would have to adjust the law for that. But is there an adjustment in the law saying that the fuel surcharge is no longer automatically passed on to customers? No. As far as I know, and the objects and reason, no such amendment occurs. It is only in respect of your changing the tariff and being able to have BPL review that change and say yes or no. Right? So the government doesn't need a change of law to BPL say, but we're going to change our basic rate. And the government say, no, this is the government's company. The members on the board is government's board. Right? So this could only be to facilitate some arrangement for SHAP with respect to BPL. Now, again, let me say, I do not regard this. I'm not suggesting this as nefarious or malicious. What I don't have is before me is an arrangement with any private operator that the government proposes that I can look at this and say, yeah, you know, in the circumstance, they need this. But to say they need that would be to assume that that IRCA would be unreasonable in looking at a tariff increase. Think about that for a minute. IRCA has to act in accordance with the law and good faith. IRCA is a creature of law, you know. IRCA knows, just like the central bank knows, they can't do whatever they want to, you know. They cannot ask. That's one of the things about regulators who have statutory remit. They have to do what the law says. They can't just wake up one morning and decide, you know what? Man, I don't do that. They have to do what the law says. So you, if IRCA acts in accordance with the law and good faith, what would you not want IRCA to do, to look at? Someone says IRCA has been a useless entity. Really? Really? Say really. Okay. Well, if it's been useless, then why is the government seeking to curb it? Think about that for a minute. Why would the government curb a useless entity? Why would you do that? That makes sense? Because if you're useless, it means you have no use. So, this is the government's energy platform, as indicated by the Blueprint for Change. One, ensure reliable sources of affordable, sustainable energy and move to reduce the reliance on fossil fuels. Two, recommit the Bahamas to a minimum reliance on renewable energy of 30% by 2030. Three, within the first 100 days, we will cause a review of BPL operations to reduce cost of electricity, maintain a reliable supply, and enter into contractual arrangements which would put BPL on a solid financial footing and, most importantly, reduce the cost of living and doing business in the Bahamas. So those of you who say, well, the PRP didn't promise anything about privatizing or having private arrangements with people for BPL, but it says it right there. Within the first 100 days, we will cause a review of BPL operation to reduce cost of electricity, maintain a reliable supply, and enter into contractual arrangements. The Prime Minister knows that it's going to happen. Right? So there you go. And among the changes being proposed are the ones to this act, and I believe predicated on what the government is seeking to do with these private arrangements for BPR. Now, let me tell y'all something, right? You can't have your cake and eat it too. Okay? So I'm gonna talk about two things in this spread. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Firstly, so you can on the one hand think BPL is not working. And then, on the other hand, not believe that in order to make it work, some things have to change, perhaps substantially so. And change is never going to be happy. And everyone is not going to win in a change. You can imagine an election happens and everybody win. I know Mr. Flowers, I'm saying, but everybody don't win. No, right? Because people competing with each other, people have different interests, etc. Right? So change is gonna make a difference to some people. Right? And if BPL is not now making a profit, listen to me now. If it's not now making a profit, in fact, taking losses, well, there's only one of two ways, or a combination of one of two ways, to get profitable or stop your losses. Either reduce your sales, increase your sales and intake of money while your capital, while your cost stays stable. But if you increase your sales and your sales have to increase higher at a higher rate than your cost. Or reduce your cost and your sales stay the same. Or if you reduce your cost and your sales, reduce your cost at a higher rate than your sales. Or increase your sales and reduce your cost in something, show us that you either break even or make a profit. So anyway, so it all involves sales and cost. All in your need. It all involves sales and cost. How does BBL make sales? BBL charges a rate for electricity. Now, if it doesn't change the rate, it has to sell more electricity. If it don't sell more electricity, it has to increase the rate if it wants more sales. You know what I mean? If it wants to increase its sales, its revenue, it has to either sell more electricity at the same rate, or it has to sell the same amount of electricity at a higher rate. How is it going to decrease its cost? Yeah? Has it pay less for fuel? Or pay less for labor? Or pay less for other operating expenses? If it says to the, if the government says, well, we're not going to change, nothing but the labor is going to change. Nothing but the labor is going to change. So what's going to change? The money pays for fuel? Who controls that cost? The government? Absolutely. So you can't control the fuel. You're not changing the labor. The other things are not sufficient to get you back to basic. So doesn't it stand to reason that the any big change gonna be on the sales side? I mean, that's just my reasoning. I could be wrong, dead wrong. Right? That's just my reasoning in the scheme. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Afternoon, Z Life. Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Right here, man.
Congratulations on the field trip, man. Sound like a very, very educational field trip, man. I still believe the office of the prime minister is playing politics, though. But anyhow.
No, I don't know. I just.
Yeah, that's what I think. I say that's my opinion.
I don't know.
But anyhow, everything else very good, good for you, my song. It's all good. Keep up the good work.
I know, my friend.
But I don't believe Acre is useless, you know, because Acre just fine. BTC, 297,000, right?
I am not aware. I know.
I only noticed last week when they find BTC 200 and it was in the papers and everything, 297,000. You can research it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then one time when we had the blackout and all the phone and everything gone, I could find them again, right? But 2-3 years ago, right?
Yeah. I could find them $229,535.34.
That's the one last week.
Yeah, for its failure or refusal to provide information regarding its fires last year.
And then couple of 3-4 years ago, they had another fire. We had the blackout for a whole day or something like that. So I think it's useless. But what I think, I think this government trying to make it useless. Because you can't...
Well, for 3 years trying to make it...
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
It has no say in rate matters for 3 years with respect to public...
That's why I say that. For 3 years, yeah. They would have no say on the rate raise and then that wouldn't be fair to the consumers. So the public would then in that 3 years, and if they go a private, public with a company or something like that, they could raise it up to whatever they raise it up, like you can't have no say.
Right,
you see. So I think, keep up the good work, man. Keep up the good work.
Thank you,
should enjoy it when they come over to Freeport to check out everything over that way. All right, then, man. Have a nice afternoon.
Appreciate it. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Minister.
What's going on?
Thank God for life as usual.
Every
you know, Poppy, you know, I I don't know if maybe I expecting too much from IRCA. From what my little bit of understanding how powerful IRCA is and the reason why IRCA here, maybe I expecting too much, but I hear them finding BPL and doing certain things and speaking out sometime, but I must be expecting too much. I'm not impressed, and I kind of should agree. It sounds like, although I don't understand fully what this is now, what they asking IRCA to do with this deal with BPL, but I'm trying to understand it, and thank you for educating us. I feel like the role the government is dealing with IRCA, it seems like they're trying to make IRCA more like not effective or less impressive, just like how I tell you, I expect more from them. It's like Minister
Papa, it's not trying to do anything with IRCA as a whole. Mm-hmm. It's trying to do something with IRCA in relation to rate increases for a period of 3 years.
You mean with BPL?
The BPL, yeah. For 3 years, it's saying IRCA cannot. Now, it isn't even so clear what it's saying. But
it seems complicated and confusing a little bit.
IRCA will not be able to say, no, you can't raise your rate. For 3 years.
After that, no problem. Mm-hmm. After 3 years?
Yeah, after 3 years, no problem.
You know what that sounds like to me? Different from confusing and complicated? It sounds like when you, like, you have the light, like, IRCA is the light, right? The light is on. We can see everything, what's going on. They say for 3 years, cut the light off. Not thinking that they have bad intentions, no, but we don't know what they can do, right? Until they cut the light off. And we do whatever they're supposed to do to make sure the behemoth people, us, the public, know what's going on. Minister, you don't have that much open your head. You're trying to give us, educate us. We don't get the open like that, but you know that thing, like it sidebar with sometime when we on the topic, if it's a little important question, like something like following up on things you talk about before on your show, like the other day you was explaining about the Auditor General with the funds spent for the games, and I don't know if the Minister of Youth and Sports, Mario Bullock, is a banker or accountant like Terrence Bastian. It sounded like, when I listened to Mario, the minister, explaining everything about the whole deal, the audit, is that what Terrence Bastian was saying, either, not a disgarbage, but it it wasn't so, but what he's saying now today is so, like we ain't lose nothing. And if anything, like, we gain something, and I respect him. I believe when Terrence Bastian speak the Auditor General, the people listen. So I wonder, like, if maybe one of these days you could follow up, or if you could comment on it,
you
to get the
You missed the show. You missed that show, Paul.
You don't touch it?
Yeah, I did a whole show on that.
Oh, man. So in a nutshell, Terrence Bastian still, because we listen when he speak as the Auditor General, was the minister right? And because sound like the minister saying the opposite, a different thing.
Man, you need to hear the show proper, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that's minister, maybe they'll play back again, but if you could tell it, minister, you know that thing what they call tax credit?
Uh-huh.
Man, some of us need to be understanding, like, how that go, man. If you get a tax credit, how you get that money? Because it seems like you don't get that back. You might get it to maybe pay a bill or pay your business license or something like that.
And then
how
does it
go in the Bahamas? How do you get there? Where do they get the money from for us to get a tax credit? I'll hang up and listen. Sorry about the long talk.
Okay. Thanks, Papa. I don't know where you can get a tax credit from. You only get a tax credit in relation to VAT if you're a business, I think. I don't know any other place the government gives you tax credit. I'm not aware of any other thing. Okay, we got to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, pay our respects to our wonderful sponsors, and then we'll come back after that. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Are you ready? ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion. And Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's Grounds ignite with Bahamian talent featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
I know if you like whining.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Phil V. Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, Stevie S, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best Rake and Scrape Explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train to help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of purpose and a sense of patriotism.
To learn more and apply, visit nyg.bahamas.gov.
Mothers are the heart of our homes, the soul of our memories, and the guiding light through life's journeys. Show your love with a gift from Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, Friday, May 3rd through Saturday, May 11th. Enjoy 20% off selected dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. One lucky person can win a gift basket for Mother's Day. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, May 3rd through 11th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
And gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. This text says, great show as usual. Mr. Lang, put $500 down against the Lakers tonight. Show our money. Boy, you are cool now. This text says, Mr. Lang, I have a couple of points. One, I've heard that BPL requires about $500 million in capital needs. I expect that the Bahamian people will know ahead of time how the new operators will fund those investments. Two, a significant component of the National Development Plan will reflect agreement of both the government and opposition through the government ram, before the government rams everything through. Well, I can tell you this much as to the $500 million and how it's going to be funded. I don't think that that is a big question to this extent. The people and the players may have the $500 million. The bigger question is how are they going to be paid back? So did they bring their capital in? And I'm sure there are lots of people out there who can bring capital in. There's not an issue there, right? But the question is, when they put it in there, if they put that much money in there, how are they going to get it back? Because they're going to get it back. They want to get it back, right? Secondly, the agreement between the government and the opposition, well, please, I have no doubt that no such agreement is going to take place. I mean, I was a part of BTC privatization. There was no agreement between the government and the opposition then. I don't see if you decide to do something that it might be good and useful so that it has maybe more robustness and longevity, but I don't see that happening. We have a call on the line. Go ahead.
No, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm right here. Right here. What's up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I wasn't able to catch the whole show, Mr. Lang, but I caught piece and piece here, piece there. And I think I heard one time you said something again about this could be something wonderful for the government or something wonderful for the people, this BTC, this BPL deal, right?
No, but you have to quote what I said, though. I said we haven't seen the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not prepared to say X, Y, and Z without seeing it because it could be something wonderful.
Okay,
I didn't say
that. That's basically what you said. But my question, Mr. Lang, is has there ever been a time when a deal on this level has been wonderful for us?
Well, I don't know what this deal is.
No, a privatization exercise.
I think the privatization of BTC and the liberalization of the telecommunications sector has been wonderful for the Bahamas.
Yes, sir. Okay, when I hang up, sir, I can give you a little time to think about how you can...
No, I'm not talking about that today, but I thank you very much for your question. You have a question on American BPL?
BPL, yes, sir. You were saying something about to make corrections, we need to increase sales and cut costs or something like that, right?
No. See, look, you need to listen. I gave scenarios about how things happen with a business in order to get profitable if it's not.
Yes, sir. One of the things you said was to increase sales and cut costs, right?
No, I said you could increase sales,
mm-hmm.
or if your cost stays, I gave a number of options.
Okay.
Let me say this to you.
Mr. Lang, can I make my comment, please?
No, bro. Let me explain something to you. You should know by now, no one runs Z Live. No one.
I'm not trying to run your show, Mr. Lang.
Okay, so listen to me a minute. I need you to stop calling the show and interrogating me. Why don't you just share what you believe and want to say? That'll save us time.
Everybody else
is listening to the show, so they know what I said. Just share what you want to say.
Things that you say?
No, don't ask me what I said. Just share what you want to say, even if you want to say you said this.
Okay, let me say I got to say that. Well, I think it's sad that that the people have to suffer the loss of their electrical company because of lousy leadership, right? That's one point I want to make. The second thing I want to say is that if there's a middleman between BPL and purchasing of fuel or anything else, if there's a middleman, if there's anyone else who gets money because BPL doing business by purchasing fuel, then maybe we could cut out that middleman. If we cut out that middleman, then maybe we could save millions and millions of dollars. I think that's another thing that we could do. Instead of the increasing the sales and cutting the costs, I think we could cut out the middleman. Thank you.
I appreciate it. I wonder if he realizes that cutting out the middleman is a way of cutting cost. Right? That's a way of cutting cost. Okay. Say, I think the airport deal turned out well, yes. The airport deal is certainly something you can comment about. I mean, the Nassau cruise port, I think is a good deal. I think the Port Authority deal signed 55 years ago was a good deal. Good deal for Freeport. Look at this place compared to other places in the Bahamas. Man, y'all need to stop, man. Everything don't go wonderful. That's true. Everything don't go. Some things go lousy. That's true. Assessment of things, man. Even if we say, you know what? This part of it was good. It turned out good. That part of it turned out bad. But in the mean, I think it turned out bad. Or in the mean, I think it turned out good. Y'all always got to get on the radio, hit somebody. I mean, hit this politician, hit these politicians. Everything going wrong in the country. All these lousy people. And you're the brilliantest, most brilliant, most effective, most successful human being on planet Earth. You. But everybody else is a failure. You have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
I'm right here, man. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you had your crab soup today.
No, but I'm on a better soup than that today.
Oh, okay. But yeah. I have a few questions myself. The rate, if BPL, according to what the Attorney General said, that OICR will not be able to intervene for like 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a rate review or rate increase sooner than later, right? So,
No. What he's saying was that BPL will do a rate review. It's of itself, its own rate. Within 3 years. It has 3 years to do it, but he says he believes that that review will be less than 3 years, that they have 3 years to do it.
Right. Okay. So in that review, decide whether to increase the rate, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Because before then, they could have increased the rate. But OICR will have no say in it.
Right,
it's not until within 6 months of the period ending, they have to have conducted this rate review and then submit it to OICR. And that could be a request for a further increase, as an example, and then OICR will have a say in that.
No, wait not. So when the bill is passed, right? When the bill is passed, BPL will have 3 years in order to review their rates, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, and right now we know that they're making money. So we know that the rates most definitely will go up, right? We know that for sure.
I don't know that for sure.
If you're losing money, and you and your society rate, you definitely, why put the option there then for them to increase their rate if that...
I am not definitely sure, but I think you're not unreasonably sure.
Yeah, because, I mean, why put that option to increase? BPL makes the bulk of their monies on the rate which they charge us as consumers, right? And is that a fixed rate as a percentage or fixed rate as a cost? Is it what? Is it a percentage that we charge by BPL?
No, you charge a dollar rate.
Would you mean like 18 cents or a percentage of a...
No. You charge as a basic rate, your charge is 25 cents, 26 cents per kilowatt hour and that kind of stuff.
But is that a fixed rate? That part is fixed.
No, it isn't fixed to the extent that it's fixed to until there's an approval to change it.
Yeah, but I'm saying right now, what is the rate that we are charged?
I don't know what BPL's basic rate is. The only thing that changes periodically is the fuel surcharge.
Right. And that part is controlled by the government, right?
Huh?
The fuel surcharge. That is controlled by the government?
No. That's controlled by the law. The law tells BPL if it can pass its fuel surcharge on to the customer.
And BPL can do that as it seems fit.
To the extent that they have an increase in the fuel cost. Yeah, they can do that. They don't even have to go to OICR for that, even though there was a dispute between them and OICR about whether they need to go to OICR for that. But no, they don't even need to go to OICR for that.
Oh, so the government has no say in the fuel surcharge. My fuel was $300 a barrel or whatever it is. after I charge my rate, then I can charge you whatever they say. Is that how it works?
Yeah, the government had a say in it, and it stopped BPL from passing on the fuel surcharge. But the fact of the matter is, the law said to BPL it had to do so.
OICO?
No, laws aren't controlled by anybody. The law, you mean who enforces the law?
Yeah, does OICO have anything oversight on the fuel surcharge or
no, it does not. It does not. It does not.
Okay. All right. But, you know, I don't quite understand what it's like. Why give them that option to do that? And we know.
What do you mean, why give them the option to do it? You know why? You just say why.
Yeah. But and then take away OICO's ability to have any say in it.
Listen, brother. Let's say me and you put $500 million in BPL.
Right.
Do you want any uncertainty as to your ability to be able to recoup your $500 million?
No, I want to move all impediments for me to get my money back.
So me and you see that, we need to, if we increase the rate by 10 cents, then it is possible that we could recoup half, 60%, or whatever, at least make a footing. But that's subject to IRCA saying yes or no. Would you move forward?
So we have to move IRCA. We got to move them until we get our money back.
I'm only speculating.
One other question. Mr. Knight, major companies, let's say Atlantis, Bahama, are they mandated by law to be on the grid?
Yeah.
So they cannot get their own power supply?
They can apply to OICO to do it.
Can OICO grant them permission without going to the government?
I don't think so.
So why go to OICO?
I'm speculating a little bit. I don't know. I don't know, but I know you nor I can. I don't know. You know, the act may have changed, but you and I cannot and could not willy-nilly decide to get off the grid. You know, in fact, we still can. We could augment our electricity with alternatives, but we still have to be drawing electricity from the grid.
But, you know, I think Dwight had somebody on his show, I think last week, Tuesday or something like that. He was speaking about, you know, solar power and how the grid effects work and whatnot. But he said that you can come, I think, almost entirely off the grid, or 5% or something like that, you know, but you still have to have, well, it'd be good to have BPL as a backup.
You still have to have to be hooked up to the electricity call.
Okay. Mr. Knight, thanks.
Thank you, my friend. Okay, this text says, Mr. Lang, the new bill on the customers, it's so sad. If we repay through tariffs, we should get equity. If sold, we should get a credit. This text says, good day. This administration of the government takes the Bahamian people as fools. We may not understand the nitty-gritty of the new BPL bill, but we have an intuition that the bill will bypass IRCA, which is supposed to have the consumer's best interest in mind. With that said, I get the feeling that BPL can set any price they want, and I am at their mercy. This text says, it's interesting. Suppose a new company comes in and says, this fuel surcharge is way too low. We need to quadruple it. And overnight, every price in the country doubles or more, because everything depends on electricity, unless you roll down. In 3 years, will IRCA say your new rate has caused an unusual burden on consumers, reduce it to 1.5% of the 2024 quarter rate? That's the question. This text is, the only thing I can see that would immediately reduce the cost of electricity is to reduce the staff or reduce salaries. That would be immediate. They can't introduce new technology overnight. This will be interesting and pivotal. Well, I think bigger than salary, fuel for BPL could do it, but how possible is that? It's a different story. This says, the government needs this bill to pass to seal the deal on the negotiations. Okay. Texas, hi, Mr. Lang. From back in the 1960s, BPL was going through the same thing. Mr. Leslie Miller was telling government where to get cheaper fuel. They didn't. It looks like some cronies getting some feedback from this PPL situation they just don't care about. The poor people, that's all. Mr. Lang, I'm missing something. Why keep IRCA out of this equation? If they have the power to make IRCA silent, they can make IRCA simply approve the increases. Cutting them out sounds nefarious. Alrighty. Listen, let's take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. Pay our respects to our sponsors, and we'll be back and wrap up, okay? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
Gentlemen, to side call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang. How are you doing? It's Alan Johnson.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, but you know, what we need from BPL before we proceed, right? I'm one that believes that, you know, we take national insurance, what's left of BTC, what's left of Cable Bahamas, what's left of Alive, the water and sewer, et cetera, and put in a sovereign trust to be run independently, just like how you would have a foreigner comes in. It'll be able to function easier. But let's go to BPL. The problem with BPL is that we can never get the truth of its true state. I think the government, you know, if this is ours, the government owes it to the Bahamian people to tell us, lay out in an audited report or something like that, the assets of BPL, the liabilities of BPL, the guarantees the government has given for BPL, what it costs to rebuild a new grid for the 21st century, what it costs to put in the same type of grid to support the outer islands, what it would cost to do the cleanup for the years or decades of environmental impact, so we can know exactly the state we are, because ultimately we, the Bahamian people, is responsible for all of those costs and we'll have to pay those, and so we don't have to do the gymnastics around it. Because unless the people coming in is bringing a strategic strategy first to reduce consumption across the grid, then also allow microgridding, putting a new infrastructure to allow new interconnection 21st century. We are just simply buying more buckets, and these individuals look for their profit. Their job is not to develop the country. It is our job.
Let me ask you a question, C. Allen.
Yes.
Would you put money into something and don't have all the financial details?
You would have financial details of the aspect for which you would be responsible for, but the energy sector is larger than you may have a section of it. Even though you have the and this is what amazed me, is BPL is generations, transmission, and distribution, and the government says we are not privatizing BPL, we're only privatizing generation, transmission, and distribution. So I'm assuming that we're going to keep the name. But are they billing the grid back? Are they billing the 21st century grid? We don't know.
Why,
I was,
why, Why are you trying to be cheeky, man? What you mean we only keeping the name?
Because if you said I own a Lang Food store, and these are the three things I do. I do 1, 2, 3. I'm not selling the store, I'm selling these 1, 2, 3. What are you keeping? that's what they said. That's what they said.
Keeping the profit.
Okay. So if this is clean and the benefit of people, let me tell you something, Mr. Lang. If this was clean and clear cut, they would have been ramming this down our throat. The mere fact that the information on this is hidden, it tells you that the government has no plan and no strategy, and this is an ad hoc decision for them going into an election. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you can join us here today. God spares life. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Take care.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Z Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, the National Insurance Board, RF Bank and Trust, Raw Star Assurance, and the World Athletics World Relays.